This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Jacob has returned to the fold. The prodigal son has returned. He has much to share with us and tell us about why he wasn't here, because he had a perfectly good reason, and we're delighted to have him back. We've got Mike and George, who are hopefully patiently waiting. So before we talk, before we interview Jake, who hopefully will stick around for a while, we'll start with Mike and then George. So, Mike, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just want to say I love your show, and I think you give the best advice, you know, around. And I said, if you have a problem, call Dr. Joy. She'll know what to do.
Groovy. So thank anyway. You. I guess so, I mean, you could be. I'm not sure I'm a Ghostbuster. What could I be? Problem
anyway,
solver? Who are you going to call? A problem solver. There we go. Okay.
And so you're the one. So anyway, here's the story. I called you years ago, and I think you've given the best advice. So here's the deal. My sister and I have this friend for many years.
And I remember, Mike. I know that you called me in. She was older. And you were friends, and then
friends
she moved away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember all friends that. Again. The one
Good.
Was moved away to Florida. We're best buddies now, but she disappeared for a long time, but she came back,
right.
And now we're best buddies. My sister's
Mike,
friend.
Are you on some kind of, are you on a speakerphone?
I'll take you off the speaker.
Yeah, that would be good.
Now
I'm
friends with this main friend of ours. She is a close friend of ours locally in New Jersey, at the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. She's known my sister for 40 years. I've known her for 30-something years. Anyhow, she's my sister's best friend. They had some disagreement. Now, my sister calls her once a week. She's not returning her calls. I call once every 2 weeks because I don't want to call too often. I call like every couple of weeks. My sister calls once a week. She's not returning her calls. We don't know what to do. That's the question. We don't know what to do.
Well, she's I mean, it sounds to me that she's mad at both of you, or she may just be distracted. And, I mean, that if it was just one of you, I suppose the other one, I'm not sure it's a great idea to intervene in other people's feuds, but if it were just one of you, you could sort of do a little backtracking and see if there was a missed anniversary or birthday or a delayed...
I'll tell you what it is.
If you know what it is, why are we messing with this? Why don't you just tell me?
A few months ago, my car was not working. My sister and I's car was not working. She gave me a ride. I asked for a ride. My sister asked to give me a ride somewhere. She was over here at my house. She lives like 30 miles away. She came over here. She was hanging out with my sister. They went out to eat. And I asked for a ride. I said, can you give me a ride to the store? And just give me a ride while the car is in the shop. And she gave me a ride in her new car. And she bought a tiny car. And I'm a 6'6", tall guy, 320 pounds. And I got a ride in her tiny new car. And she goes, you like my car? And I said to her, I don't know why you bought it, because it's too tiny for me to fit in. Why would you buy? And my sister's a tall girl. My sister's 5'10", 200 pounds, 250 pounds. And I'm 6'6" and 320 pounds. I said to her, why would you buy such a tiny car? How did you think that your best friends could fit in it? That was the last conversation I had.
Well,
with
then
her.
We know. Then we know why
ago.
Is.
I said to her, "It's a beautiful car, but
Mike,
we cannot fit in it."
Mike, stop talking.
So,
Mike, stop talking. Mike,
give me a ride. And that
Mike.
Was the last time I seen her, and my sister gave her a call. I gave her a call. I said, "I'm sorry if I upset you. Give me a break. I'm sorry if I say something bad about your car. It's a nice car, but I just can't ride in it, and my sister can't ride in it." And that was 3 months ago. And
Mike,
after that, we haven't heard
Mike, can we stop talking for a minute?
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, well, first of all, she was very excited about her new car, and you badmouthed it. But more importantly, you made the assumption, a twofold assumption, both of which are pretty egregious. Number one, that she would consider what your needs are as opposed to her damn car. And second of all, that you're assuming she's a chauffeur. So no matter how you look at it, it was insulting.
Okay. So now what?
Well, I think you need to figure out what the relationship is. I mean, this sounds to me, I mean, you've been calling me for, what, about 3 years now? And this relationship, she is clearly, you guys are not on the same wavelength, that she, either she's too sensitive or you're too insensitive or something. She feels used. At this moment, if you wanted to make an apology, I think you and your sister should get together and get her, you know, maybe a year's worth of car wash or something at the local car wash. Give her a gift certificate for that. But I think you need to do a couple things here. First of all, you need to evaluate this relationship because it's been rocky the entire time you've told me about it. And she runs not only hot and cold, but it sounds to me that you in particular, because I don't know anything about your sister, may harbor some unconscious grudge about this, is that, you know, she disappears. But so if you're really making an apology, do something that has some respect to the car and make it kind of a nice thank you. And then, but then I think you have to evaluate what this relationship has been troubled for the last 3 years that I know about. And I know that she and your sister have a history, but it may be that you guys are, that all three of you are really coasting on what it used to be as opposed to what each of you have become. And those relationships do have some sentimental value, but quite often they don't acknowledge that you're in different places in your life than you were 35 or 37 years ago or 40 years ago. So if the issue is an apology, send you and your sister get together and send her no, you called up and apologized. That's very different.
I did that many times. There's nothing else I can do with her. I
mean, well, then if there's something you can do, there's nothing you can do.
Apology. How come she doesn't accept the apology? I said we could go out to eat. I said I'll buy her dinner.
Mike,
let's go out.
Mike, that isn't what I said at all. I said that send her a gift certificate for car washes because it has to do with her car. I didn't say take her out for dinner. Give her something that is not, doesn't necessarily mean she has to do business with you. She doesn't want to do business with you. If I just bought a car and somebody said it's too small for me to ride around in, I would think that they had a very unpleasant sense of humor, because it makes the twofold assumption that, first of all, I care whether they can fit into it, and second of all, I'm going to be their chauffeur. And neither of those are very flattering.
I don't think asking for one ride in the
No, that time. Wasn't Mike. That wasn't the issue. She said, I can't believe you said, you told me, I can't believe you bought this smaller car because I'm 6'6 and my sister's 5'10. Well, yeah, maybe she wasn't thinking about giving you guys a ride.
Yeah, once a year? She was supposed to.
Mike, go play the podcast. You're not listening to what I'm saying at all. We've been through this relationship probably half a dozen times over the last 3 years.
What
I'm suggesting you do, if you want to make up with her, is send her a fairly lavish gift that has to do with her car. And then you have to evaluate whether this relationship makes any sense. And if the gift is lavish enough, she'll call you. 855-993-BYE-MIKE, 855-993-7565. Listen, folks, it makes no sense to call up and ask my advice and then pay no attention to what I say. I mean, you can do it, but it's kind of a waste of both of our times. And I'm sure it's frustrating to you. It actually is only mildly frustrating to me. But, the point is that you don't have to agree. But arguing with me is kind of counterproductive, because either you think that I actually know what I'm talking about or you don't. And either is okay, but presumably if you don't think I know what I'm talking about, you probably don't want to call me. And if you do, you may actually want to let me have a chance to tell you what I think a different alternative is. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. George, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Oh, George. Howdy. I'll put you on in 1 second. I'm fine.
Okay.
We're just right up against it. I will start off with you. You'll have as much time as you need, and I'll be right back with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you are a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. George, you're now on. Without even messing
Thank
around.
Thank you, Doctor.
Sure.
I understand why you needed a break after that last caller.
Well, it actually wasn't. It wasn't from frustration or exhaustion. It's just that it's the clock. You know that we have to break for the stations. But all right.
But it was good timing. I called you before in the past. I've always enjoyed listening to your opinion. Valued it very highly, obviously, to make this call, but little background. I've been divorced for 16 years. My fiance has been widowed for 20 some years. And we started dating 2 years ago. And got on the fast track of dating because of our this stage of life, but things went very well. I thought I'd met the girl in my dreams and proposed to her like 2.5 months ago.
Okay, how old are you, George?
60.
And how old is she?
She's close to that.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, so 2 months ago you popped the question. Okay.
Right. And
so the two of you lived in the same city?
We're about an hour away.
Okay, how often do you see each other?
So, we see each other 4 days a week.
Okay. Is it a sexual relationship?
No, not at all.
No sex at all?
I mean, no. I mean, yes, there's sex involved, but no, that's not the only reason that we're...
Well, I didn't think it was the only reason. I just said, are you sexual? Honey, I won't tell your mom, I promise.
Right. anyhow, I popped the question to her
okay.
a couple months ago.
Okay.
She accepted.
Great.
And she said, but please don't tell anybody until... I let my family know. And I said, well,
okay.
What about my kids, you know? And she wanted to tell her family, so I just kind of bit my tongue for a little bit. And then,
let me just ask you a quick question. Did you say to her, when do you plan to tell them?
I did. And she wanted to make a special trip to see her mother and have me with her.
Okay, and when was that scheduled? Or was it scheduled?
Oh, It wasn't scheduled, but it happened like a month and a half ago. So anyhow, it was a month after she accepted that we
okay.
made the announcement to her family.
Okay.
So I told my family, and I found out about a month ago that she's never told anybody else, girlfriends, coworkers. And I asked her why, and she said, well, because it hasn't come up. And I said, well, does it have to come up in conversation? I mean, I don't think your friends would be asking you every few weeks if you're engaged or not, but why wouldn't you just announce that to your friends and coworkers?
And what'd she say?
She just said that, she said it really wasn't, and nothing came up, so I just to announce it. And I said, look, I don't expect a Facebook page, you know, announcement, but, you know, it seems a little bizarre to me that you feel you're not telling your close friends and coworkers, and it's only the family. And I said,
All right, before we go any further than this, the two of you have a wedding date scheduled?
It's going to be out about a year, next year sometime.
All right, well, you're clearly interpreting this as she's not something. She's not excited or she's not sure. She may be viewing it
correct.
As, look, I'm almost 60 years old. What does it mean to be engaged? We've already been together 2 years. And I don't know what her dating history has been. If she's been a widow for 20-some years, it may have been that she got engaged before, and the engagement broke off or something. I think it's a legitimate thing to say, gee, you know, what you're thinking on this. But if she feels that you're attacking her, she's not going to tell you what's really going on. And I agree with you, there is something going on. She may just feel like at her age it's kind of embarrassing that the two of you, I don't know if you're planning a big wedding, I don't know if you're planning to do justice of the peace. It may have been that she was ready to get engaged a year ago, and so it's already been 2 years into the relationship, and another year. Why are you waiting to get married, just out of curiosity?
Oh, just because we have, we're planning on selling my place, moving in with her. We're rehabbing her place. Her son just recently moved out of the house. We want to get the house in order before we go ahead and do that.
Just... If we're up to her, have you ever asked her when she'd like, what her time frame, what she'd like to do in terms of time frame?
She said that she would like to wait till next year. She
okay.
just feels like there's too much cramming in
okay.
of events going on this year to do that. And we're talking about a destination
okay.
wedding. And
okay, so it's not the timing of the, it's not the wedding. Did you ask her why, are you going to put an announcement in the paper? You're going to have an engagement party? Have you thought about that?
No.
You're not going to do that?
No, not at all. No, we're just going low key with it, so.
Well, but honey, if you're going low key, that may be part of her low key-ness. I don't know what the adverb for that would be, but, Tell me what your thinking is. Why is this not sitting very well with you? Do you know?
Well, I really am not sure. That's why I keep asking her. And I
well, no. That's not something. No. Okay. Well, all right. You just said something really important. The issue is not why she's not telling. Which would be, at some point, if the two of you are talking about being married to each other, it might be useful that she's better at communicating with you. But it sounds to me that you're feeling, because that's not what I asked you. I didn't say, why is she not doing this? I'm saying, why is it bothering you? And I think you just probably identified it, is you're excited and she doesn't seem to be. Is that accurate?
Well, she says she is, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just more so. Maybe I, you know.
Okay, let me ask you the question again, George.
And
why is this not sitting? Because, she said yes. Do you feel that she's trying to get out of it? Do you feel that she's not going to marry you? Tell what? Why is this becoming an? Why is it an issue for you?
Because to me, if you're not letting your close friends and coworkers know, there must be a reason why you're not telling them. And I don't know what that reason is, but it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't sit well with me.
Have you said exactly that to her?
Yes.
You've said exactly those words. You said, I've told my coworkers the fact that you haven't just seems confusing to me. Can you explain that? Have you actually said, let me put you on hold, because think about what I'm saying in terms of vocabulary and what you said. And I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm just saying that every once in a while someone will say, well, that's what I said. And then it turns out that isn't what they said at all. So think about it for just a minute. I'll put you on hold. Come back to you in just a second.
Connect
I'm
Dr. Joy
Brown
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we're talking with George, who has popped the question to his lady love. Both of them have been single for quite some time. They've been dating for about 2 years. She said yes. Asked him not to tell anybody until she was able to tell her kids, which she went along with. But since telling her kids, she has not really made a general announcement to her friends, and it's kind of making George a bit unhappy. And had the two of you ever broken up during the 2 years you were together, George? Have there been any glitches?
Well, yeah, there's always some glitches, but that was a year ago.
Right. Tell me what the problem was that a year ago.
Job pressures, kid pressures, on her end, stressed out. I think I just put too much pressure on her at the time, but that only lasted like 3 days, so.
Did the two of you break up during that period? It doesn't sound like it was very long.
Here's
something I want you to think about, but the bottom line is that you and I can surmise, which is either a painful or interesting intellectual exercise, depending on how either of us feel about it, but the bottom line is this is something that's troublesome for you, and she needs to understand that and respond to it. But it did occur to me that one of the reasons that we don't tell our friends that we're back with a guy is because at one point we complained to them about the guy, and so we know that our friends are going to give us a hard time. That this is, I mean, I get these questions on the extreme level about domestic violence, and I'm not in any way implying that that's what's going on here, but it's certainly a much more watered-down example. If there was some point in the relationship of the last 2 years where she said, oh, George forgot my birthday, or he gave me a vacuum cleaner for Valentine's Day, or, you know, I thought he was going to pop the question on Christmas and all he gave me was a stupid bracelet, that she has built up this sort of antagonism in her friend's mind toward you. So saying, okay, well, I was only kidding, we're now engaged, means one of two things. Either she figures that she's going to look foolish to her friends, or her friends are going to give her a hard time about it. So she may, and but again, that may be completely accurate, completely inaccurate. It's much less crucial that I give you a way of thinking about it than she gives you some explanation, because if the two of you are going to spend the rest of your lives together, there needs to be a sense. Let me just back off for just a second. I mentioned about a year ago I was in Israel as a guest of the prime minister. Very strange experience. But at one point I was at a dinner with a whole bunch of people from the army. I never thought I would tweet anybody that I was at a dinner party where I tripped over an Uzi on the way to the bathroom. At the end of the dinner, they went around, and there were probably 40 people there. I was the only American. And they went around the table, and they asked people what peace meant to them. And these were, by and large, kids. And so they talked about the Gaza Strip or, you know, whatever. When it came to me, God forbid I should just be able to go along with the flow. And I said, for me, as a therapist, the issue wasn't peace. Because you can have peace in a relationship if one person is completely subjugated or terrified or passive or sullen. That for me, the issue is respect so that people can negotiate. Because inevitably, whether you're talking about countries or businesses or sibs or spouses, there's going to be some difference of opinion. And the way to negotiate the differences of opinion is for both people to feel safe in that relationship and respected so they can say whatever it is they have to say. So my concern with this issue is not that you're upset, not that even that she's not as enthusiastic as you are, but that the two of you have not worked out an acceptable way for her to say to you, look, George, I have to be honest. You know, I've badmouthed you a couple times to my friends, and it was really stupid, and I've learned my lesson. But I need a couple of months of repairing that before I can then say, oh, be happy for me, I'm marrying him. Or to say, look, George, you know, I've been burned before, I've been engaged before. Or to say, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, mutton dressed as lamb, you know, that we're talking about an engagement, and I'm, you know, almost 60 years old. I don't know what's going on for her. But the point is that it's important to you to have some explanation, and she's not coming up with one. And that's what concerns me. So at this point, I don't want you to just let it go, because it's clearly troublesome for you. And I never have said to anybody, well, you know, you're overreacting. There is no such thing as an overreaction. There's only a reaction. And you're reacting to something, and I'm not completely clear what it is, but it may be the excitement factor. She's also responding to something that is unclear for you, because what you're interpreting it as is she's not very excited. So there's a disconnect here. Both of you are feeling at a time that should be incredibly joyous for both of you. Both of you are feeling disappointed in one another. And that's the crucial issue, because the two of you, if you're going to spend the rest of your life together, have to learn to trust each other enough, to feel safe enough that you can say, okay, this is what's important to me, or I need this explanation. So at this moment, what I would suggest you do is take her for a walk and say, you know what, we got to disconnect here. I know you're feeling under the gun that I'm sort of pressing you to tell your friends, and I don't want to do that. I want to know what the issue is for you, when you're going to tell them, why you're going to tell them, and why it's uncomfortable for you now. And I may not like it, but I love you, I respect you, and I need, you know, once I know what you're thinking is, I can accept it. What I don't know, what happens is my imagination kicks in, and I can come up with all sorts of terrible reasons, which is not helpful for either of us.
I exactly. And I think you may have hit on the reason that she's not admitting, because there is a coworker and they've talked sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the past. And I'm just, she says that they haven't done that ever since I brought that to her attention one day, that I felt uncomfortable that mm-hmm. she had those kind of conversations mm-hmm. with a male coworker. And ever since then, she has said that she doesn't have those conversations anymore. But I'm just wondering if that might be the case.
Okay, well, that sounds, and you know, I mean, that's a very good insight, George. I don't know if it's accurate, and that's what you probably, because as I said, the reason seems to me less important that she doesn't share it and you don't know it. But it's one of the terrible things as women that we do, that we do talk about our men. You guys do this terrible thing when you're not, when you're just beginning, which you'll talk about physical attributes, it's even hard to get it out, or, you know, sexual partners or rater. You do terrible things as far as we're concerned. But we do equally terrible things once we know you, is we'll say, he it looks like a penis, only smaller. I mean, we do terrible things that if someone was saying it about us, we would not be happy. And it's not that we're trying to be wicked. We just don't think about it. And it's part of how women bond with one another, is we share intimate details of our lives, which is okay, but not of our guys. Because then our friends either don't like us or don't like them or whatever. So the issue is that she, and I don't want you to surmise, I don't want you to guess at this, because that'll get you in more trouble. All you need to do is say to her, well, you probably haven't told him because you're still flirting with him, or because, don't do that. Just say to her, that I will make you a pledge, that I will not nag you, but you have to make me a pledge that you'll tell me what's going on in your head, because that's what intimacy is. It's not only sex and kissing and sharing the same bed. It's sharing our lives and our lives. We don't have to tell each other everything, but if it's important to the other person, we need to communicate it.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay. Makes sense. And thank you. That's helped a lot. So I'll move forward with that and see what I can get out of her.
Yeah, well, but the issue is not to get it out of her, because that will make her defensive. The issue is to say, tell me what I can do to make communication with you easier. Because that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's our point together, is to really share, to bear witness to each other's lives, which means our thoughts and our hearts and our souls and our behavior and our concerns. And we don't have to tell each other everything. We don't have to completely mind meld. But I want to know as much about you as you're comfortable telling me. And if you're uncomfortable, I probably need to know why you're uncomfortable, even if you're not willing to tell me exactly what. And so the issue is, and you can say, you know, my thought was to get it out of you. And Brown sort of laid me out in lavender, said, no, it's something she needs to volunteer. Because it is. Okay?
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for your help. And hopefully the outcome will be...
Well, I'm sure it will, because obviously the two of you have different styles and different rhythms and different energies, but the two of you love each other, and she said yes.
Right.
So just have a little faith in your love, but negotiate the peace conference, all right?
Great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Johnny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Johnny. How are you today?
Okay, I'm doing great. That's great. Let me turn my radio down, okay?
That's a great idea. Yeah, because there's a six-second delay, folks. So if you've got the radio on, you'll be able to hear you when you're on hold, so you don't actually have to need the radio on. Okay.
The reason I was calling is I was married probably about 10 years ago. I had a long-distance relationship, and I lived in Georgia. My fiancée lived in Florida. And so we dated back and forth for about 2 years. Then we got married. Then I brought her to Georgia. And I didn't know her very well. And I discovered a lot of things that about her that I didn't see when we was dating. Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem about long distance relationships, isn't it? it's a problem.
Yeah, so I did give her a chance, you know. I did try to work it out myself.
What did you find about her that you didn't know when you were married?
Well, she had an attitude. She had, I don't know what you call it, attitude. She had anxiety problems, okay?
Okay.
And she would just explode and just go off if I said something that she...
Well, that sounds more like anger than anxiety, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was, you know, and she would just go off and just explode and But anyway, after 3 years, I decided to call it, but I didn't. So I stayed there. You know, I tried to work it out for another 2 years. Okay, 2.5 years to stay married. So I got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore, and so basically, I got a divorce from her.
Okay.
And
Johnny, you've been divorced from this woman for 10 years?
We've been divorced for 5 years, 5.5.
Okay, so this was
5.5.
All right, so you were divorced from your first wife for 10 years. You met this woman, you started dating her, you dated for 2 years.
No, the same woman.
Well, what's the 10 years thing?
Okay, we're knowing each other about 10. We divorced 5.5.
Got it. Okay.
We was married 5.5.
Got it.
So about 5.5 years later, and I decided back in February to give it another try. So that's
after you've been divorced for 5.5 years.
Yeah. So
you divorced. You were married for 5.5 years. Divorced for 5.5 years. You decide to give it another try. Okay. Well, okay. Johnny, yeah. How old are you? How old are you now?
I'm 63.
Okay, and how old is she?
16.
Okay. All right. So. Are you back together at this moment?
Well, we broke up last weekend. You know, we dated for 5 months, and I told her that she's doing some of the same things that when we was married. You know, like she'll do things like she'll say bad things to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Ugly things, she said ugly things to you. And then she doesn't apologize, and she just thinks it's okay just to say those things. You know, we talked about that, you know, she doesn't say I'm sorry, I apologize, or anything. Mm. She just continued to...
Were the two of you, till last weekend, were you living together?
Well, I live out of town, and I will go down on the weekend sometimes to stay.
All right, so you're doing another long distance relationship. Okay. So
yeah,
you were together. Okay. All right, so why did you decide to get back together 5 months ago?
Well, you know, to be honest, I was still in love with her, okay?
Okay, so you've been in love with her the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had you, during that 5.5 years you were divorced, were you around each other at all?
No, we weren't around each other at all. No.
So what'd you do? Just pick up the phone and say, hey, look, I miss you?
No, she would like call me and tell me something. I left at the house or something like that.
Okay, so how often would she call you during the 5.5 years you were divorced?
She'll probably call me maybe 3 times, something like that.
Okay, yeah. So now you're going, you go down to see her on the weekends. The two of you, you split last weekend. So what's the question to me? I'll tell you what's probably going to happen here, Johnny. I just want to, and Christy, I know you're there as well. You're probably going to be able to ask me the question, then I'm probably going to be able to put you on hold, and then I'll give both of you as much time as you need, because we have a whole other hour to go. All right, so she would call you. She called you fairly recently.
Tell me that I left something there.
What did you leave?
I left a book or album or family.
Okay, so it's just an excuse to get in touch with you,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so you took the excuse because you're still in love with her. So in the last 5 months since you've been seeing her again, how often did you see her? Just on the weekends?
Yeah, it was the weekend. Then she had me come. She was like, "Okay, you can stay over today. You know, I'll stay like 3 or 4 days, and I'll come back." And
okay, so over the last 5 months, what total number of days would you say you spent together?
Four or five.
Four or five days total.
Yeah. about 4 days, and I'll come back to where I live, you know, and I'll go back down.
No, but that's I mean, over the 5 months, how much time altogether? You're saying it's only 4 days in 5 months? Or 4 days a week?
About 4 days a week. I would say about 4 days a week. Out of 5 months, about 4 days a week I start, you know.
Okay. All right. So that's a fair amount. That's half the time. So in the last 5 months, you've probably seen each other like 2.5 months, which is about 60 days or so, 70 days. Okay.
Right.
All right. So last weekend you decided, okay, done.
Right. First of all, she has a lot of rules. Okay. She has a lot of rules. So first, at the very beginning, we were sleeping together for about a month. And then all of a sudden she said, well, you move into the other room. Okay.
Wow. That's going the wrong direction, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going the wrong direction. Then she said something like, okay, we got a computer here. And she said, well, don't use this computer. You use this computer. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Well, what you got in that computer, she doesn't want you to see is part of it, too.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And then she started coming up with all these rules and things. You know, so I went along with that for a while. And I said, what the heck, you know. And then it didn't make any sense to me, you know. And so she has a father there. Her father has Alzheimer's. So, you know, that I would help her with the father and things like that. But she has a caregivers to come in and basically do the work for the father. But she always wanted me to go someplace with her and do things with her. And then she keep coming up with all the rules. So
okay.
We got
let me stop you for just a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. We come back. Tell me why you, I mean, I get the general idea about why you broke up with her, and tell me what I can do to help you on this, what your question is. And Christy, I'll give you as much time, Johnny, as you need, and Christy, I'll give you as much time as well. Hang on for me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.